Chapter 62. Malone was the last up. When he stepped from the ladder, he saw that the church was occupied by six armed men along with de Roquefort. Outside, the sun was gone. Inside was now illuminated from the glow of two small fires.
"Mr. Malone, we finally meet in person," de Roquefort said. "You handled yourself well in the Roskilde Cathedral. Glad to know you're a fan."
"How did you find us?" Mark asked.
"Certainly no thanks to that phony journal of your father's. He told us that he concealed the secrets of God. Tell me, since you've been down there, does he conceal those secrets?"
"Never got a chance to find out," Malone said.
"Then we should remedy that. But to answer your question..."
"Jeffrey betrayed us," Torvaldsen said.
Astonishment clouded Mark's face.
"What?"
Malone had already noticed the gun in Jeffrey's hand.
"That true?" "I'm a brother in the temple, loyal to my master. I did my duty."
"Your duty?"
Mark screamed.
"You lying son of a bitch!"
Mark lurched toward Jeffrey, but two brothers blocked him. Jeffrey stayed rooted.
"You led me on this whole thing just so de Roquefort could win? Is that what our master meant to you? He trusted you. I trusted you."
De Roquefort faced Malone. "I have six men here, six outside, all armed. You have no weapons, or so Brother Jeffrey has informed me, but to be safe."
De Roquefort motioned, and one of the men frisked Malone, then moved to the others.
"What did you do? Call the Abbey when you left here to get supplies?"
Mark asked Jeffrey.
"I wondered why you volunteered. You haven't let me out of your sight in 2 days.
Jeffrey continued to stand, his face stiff with conviction.
"You're a disgusting excuse for a man," Mark spat out.
"I agree," de Roquefort said,
and Malone watched as de Roquefort fired three shots into Jeffrey's chest. The bullet staggered the younger man back, and de Roquefort finished his assassination with a bullet to the head. Jeffrey's body collapsed to the floor. Blood poured from the wounds. Malone bit his lip.